We're talking Blues hockey. It's the Joey Vitale Report on 101 ESPN. Brought to you by The Electrical Connection. When you need quality electrical work for your home or business, visit electricalconnection.org.
With Jamie Rivers and Anthony Stelzer, it's the Fast Lane on 101 ESPN. Let's head to the Air Comfort Service text line. Our guy Joe Vitale was on the call last night with Chris Kerber as the Blues beat the Kings 2-1. Joey, what's up, man?
Stelzer, what's going on, guys? Yeah, it was a tough one to get through last night. I don't know if you guys stayed up and watched it. I was falling asleep literally in the third period, but I'm glad that one's over.
Every second of it, Joey. Every second I watched and I listened. Absolutely. Before we dive into the Blues, did you get a chance to see Vladimir Putin put on an absolute clinic last night in Russia, scoring 8 goals?
I actually did not see that. I didn't know he played hockey.
Yeah, oh, Joey, he plays it quite well.
Let me tell you a story here, Joey, okay?
I'm going to step back. You're going to be me. You do you. Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a little story here, and it started back when I was playing in Russia. As every year they do this game where it would be like taking all the Hall of Famers from the NHL, and they put a game together, and Vladimir Putin plays on that team. But Vladimir Putin is by far the best player on the ice every single year. And I don't know why. I mean, he must be training secretly. He must have a slab of ice in his backyard or something. Because, boy, he's good in those games. And he just happened to score 8 goals in the game.
Unreal.
Yeah. It's, nobody covers him in front of the net. They don't go near him. He's very evasive out there.
It sounds like something where they got to really fluff his feathers. Now, Jamie, did you get paid? I heard in Russia they pay players in suitcases full of cash. Did you have any experiences like that?
Yeah, Joey, I had a couple of those. My very first paycheck was in a plastic bag with cash in a skincare products bag. and they paid me, told me it was time to go down for training, and then tried to take the money back from me while I was not in the room. Remember David Ling?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, very well, very well.
So Langer is an interesting dude. He played over where I was the year before. He gave me the heads up that, hey, they're going to pretty much pay you and try to take it back, steal it back, however you want to word it. So he said, I dug a hole above the shower. Go in there, pull the fiberglass down, and you can hide your money up there. So I went in, and first thing I did is I looked up there, and the hole was still above the fiberglass. So, yeah, they paid me in my skincare products bag. I went in and hid the money up in the ceiling, and they never got it, Joey.
That's incredible.
You got to do the old Andy Dufresne from Shawshank. hearing Putin in that story of how he scored all his goals, it just reminds me, one of my favorite scenes in all of sports movies was in Space Jam. Do you guys remember when Michael Jordan was at the plate? I think it was Michael Jordan, the catcher, was talking about, you know, hey, it's a curveball, don't swing. And he's kind of looking at the catcher like he's crazy. And then, of course, he ends up striking out. He's like, I told you not to swing. He's like, I thought I had it. You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to help out Michael Jordan because I think Michael Jordan signed a ball for his kid when he was a lot younger. But I tell you what, those big leaders, they can get away with a lot, I guess.
Yeah, Joey, you know what the saddest thing about your story is? Is that Anthony Stelter's never seen Space Jam.
Oh, my God. How have you never seen Space Jam, Saul? It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
I never felt compelled to. And I got into radio, and all of a sudden, everybody, I mean, it's like a criteria or something. No, everybody has seen it. I've never seen Space Jam.
And you know, I would say shame on me for not knowing my audience, but that's just a classic movie. That's like saying you've never seen the movie Gladiator. So I don't feel bad at all. You should feel bad about yourself.
I agree, Joey. Disappointing.
I'll get my vengeance in this life or the next. I've seen Gladiator. That's a bad.
All right, you've seen that one. Good.
That's a badass movie. Absolutely. All right, Joey, let's dive into it. I asked Jamie this earlier. What did you think of the kid Dakota Joshua last night?
Dude, I liked him. I've liked everything about him. You know, to me, he reminds me a lot of the kind of style that I like to play, and I can relate easily to him because, listen, everything about his game is in his control, which is probably great for him. You know, you look at a player like Mike Hoffman or Jordan Kyrou, those kind of point guys, yeah, if they're playing great, one thing, but if they're not getting numbers, they're not putting up points, it could be tough. And sometimes that's out of their control. Maybe they just go through a little bit of a cold spell. But Dakota Joshua, everything about his game that he can contribute to this team winning is within his aim. You know, he can skate fast. He can be physical. We saw him pop I think it was Velarde in that right in front of the penalty boxes last night. He gets a little bit of a scrap right there as Anderson jumps on him right there. So he gets attention. He gets attention from people. He's been physical. He's been good on faceoffs, even though he's not a centerman. He's a natural winger. And he's got a little bit of that, what I call the old Clutterbuck effect. And, of course, you know Cal Clutterbuck, Jamie. Every time we played Cal Clutterbuck, he just would drive everyone absolutely crazy. You always noticed him out there. He was always doing something. I don't think Dakota Joshua was quite there yet. But Cal Clutterbuck, whether he was on the score sheet or in the penalty box or saying something on your bench or making some people laugh, something about him in the game, you notice Cal in that game. Something he did, whatever it was, whether it be in a pest or, like I said, getting on the score sheet. And I think Dakota, though not quite there yet, of course, and I don't know if it's quite his personality. Cal was a bit of a loose cannon. But he's kind of starting to kind of breed some of that where, you know, he's a fourth line guy. He may only work up 5 to 6, 7 minutes, especially down this playoff stretch if he gets in. Go out there and make some meaningful minutes. Do something where the other team's going to recognize you. Do something where you're going to make an impact on the game, even if you skate by the bench and chirp their top player. Whatever it is, you know, do something where you can make an impact. And like Cal Clutterbuck did so well during my year. Steve Ott's another great example as well, the assistant coach here for St. Louis. So plenty of good mentors for him to around him that can kind of show him that way. But I've liked him since day one, and he's been nothing but a bright spot, probably the biggest bright spot, surprise bright spot for me all season long.
Yeah, I would agree, Joey. And you talk about him being a pest out there. He had 4 hits last night, at least on the official game sheet. Now, somebody else who kind of jumped out at me last night, and I wasn't expecting it, but obviously with the Jake Wallman news and then the Nico Mikkola, not sure. We had the great Santini. Steven Santini got in the lineup. He had himself 6 hits, 3 shots on net, 16 and a half minutes played. And, Joey, I got to tell you, I liked what I saw out of this kid.
I did, too. And I think that for the biggest part of him being successful last night, and this is no disrespect to him, was I think that 95% of the players last night were really sleepy. But, again, you have an opportunity to be sleepy, too, or you have an opportunity to raise some eyes. You know, between Santini, between Dakota Joshua, we saw McKechnie in the lineup 2 games ago, Ivan Barbashev last night. Jamie, you know as well as I do, when you're in these moments, these games are meaningless, yes, but individually, they actually mean a lot to a lot of guys. I look at it like training camp. To me, these last 2 games are the last 2 games of training camp, and Craig Berube and staff are going to be looking around saying, who fits where can I trust this guy to be put out in a situation when it comes to round one, game one. You know, for Ivan Barbashev last night, I saw some good things out of him on that top line. Did he earn himself another game? We'll find out on Wednesday night. For Dakota Joshua, to me, you earned another game. When you earn another game, continue to build on that. And the idea is for these players is, someone once told me, I think it was Brooks told me when I was in Pittsburgh, you know, make it an impossible decision for your coach. Make it so he can't take you out of the lineup. And that's, again, these last 2 games, they don't really mean much. But for some of these individuals, and Santini, one of them, make him say, like, okay, round one, we lost the guy. Who are we going to throw in there? Hey, I tell you what, Santini looked pretty good a couple weeks ago when we were finishing off in L.A. and we had 2 Minnesota games. Like, you know what? He did look pretty good. I think he can fill in really well here. So from an individual standpoint, there's a lot of wonderful opportunities still ahead. That's kind of the bad news, I think, because you like to think that at some point the coach has already got the chemistry and the lines established at this point. But that's just how this year has gone. With all the injuries, it's been a disruption to the chemistry, but he's still trying to find that groove. So the biggest hurdle, I think, for this Blues team come round one, game one, whether it be Sunday or Monday, is going to be you're going to be facing a team that was playing hard hockey to the end, whether it be, you know, the Vegas Golden Knights or the Colorado Avalanche, because they're still playing for something. So they're going to be playing nails hockey all the way to the very end because they're fighting for that division top spot. The St. Louis Blues, as we've seen over the last couple nights, they know they're not playing for anything. Their game has really slipped. Naturally, it's very understandable, but you really got to get that thing turned around. You have 2 more home games at the Enterprise Center. It is time. It is time to start developing and establishing what playoff-style hockey is, because if you're not careful, this kind of sleepy hockey that's been happening, it's going to jolt you and it's going to punch you right in the nose come Sunday or Monday night.
Joey, love the passion, love the information, love the heat. We appreciate you. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate you guys all the time. It's going to be a nice weekend. Plenty of time to sit around the couch and watch Space Jam, Salt.
I don't know if I'll get there, Joey. People have been trying to get me to watch that movie for years now. I don't think I'm getting there. I'm sorry.
Come on, it's got Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny. What more do you want?
I don't like Bugs Bunny.
Oh, my God. Okay, I gotta go.
He's a wise guy, you know?